This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have had our next guest on at least three, four, maybe five times over the years. A long time defensive back with the Houston Texans, but he's got a new address. He signed a deal with the Broncos. That is Kareem Jackson, who is with us here on the show. Kareem, welcome back. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is definitely an off-season of change for you. And, you know, not only are you leaving a franchise that you know, that's all you know, because that's where you played your entire career, but you're going to a franchise that will have a new head coach in Fangio, taking over for Vance Joseph, and a new quarterback in Joe Flacco. A lot of changes for you, man.
Yeah, it is. I just look at it as an opportunity. You know, I'm excited about it. Like you said, new team, new organization. You know, they have a great tradition there, and I'm, you know, in the history and stuff there. I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said, a great opportunity for me, and going to take the advantage of it.
I would imagine, Kareem, it's got to be a little certainly bittersweet emotionally that you're leaving. You know, a town and a team that's all you know professionally, but also, you know, in years past when the Texans made some wild card games, there was always somebody hurt. Like, the quarterback situation was always in flux. It seemed like this year you guys had most of the pieces together. Is it fair to say you guys left maybe a little something on the table as a team with Houston?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely bittersweet, like you said. I mean, every year is different, you know. And like you said, I mean, obviously you feel as though, you know, we were just there, you know, maybe having add a couple pieces here and there, yeah, as a team. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, for me, you know, this is, unfortunately, this is how the business goes, man. I mean, sometimes you're on teams that, you know, are just that close, and then, you know, you have to go to another situation. But for me, I'm excited about it. No, I think, you know, I think we can do some great things. I think we added some great pieces, you know, and they already have some great pieces there also, you know, new coaching staff. So definitely looking forward to a new situation, this new opportunity with my new team.
What were your views? Talking to Kareem Jackson, formerly of the Texans, now with the Denver Broncos, 3 years, 30-something million. And congrats on that. I mean, it's got to be, even though the money, I know the NFL contracts are wacky, but just put your name to something like that. I know you're getting a fair amount of guaranteed money. Congrats to you. You've earned it. What was your perception through the years of Joe Flacco? I'm curious, because Joe's one of these guys, and Eli Manning is like this a little bit, a champion, but not always, you know, maybe doesn't always get the respect some people either love. Like, when you faced Joe Flacco, what did you see in Joe? Obviously, he's not running around the pocket, but what's your scouting report on your new teammate?
For me, I mean, obviously, you know, he has a big time arm, you know, can make every throw in the field. You know, the times I played against him, he definitely had, you know, command of his offense. So I'm definitely looking forward to being his teammate. You know, just eager to see how he works, you know, see him in practice, to see him take control of the offense. You know, it's going to be exciting, you know, to kind of go against him, you know. I mean, I think, you know, he's a proven winner. You know, we know what he's capable of. So, you know, for him, for me, and some of the other guys, you know, it's every year is new. It's different. Every year, you know, poses its own, you know, challenges. So, you know, as a team, you know, we'll come together and we'll look forward to, you know, growing out and being successful.
Well, I'll tell you, the division that you're now going to, even though, you know, the Browns, so even if you were still in the AFC, in the AFC South, the AFC is going to be very different next year because of the Browns' moves here. But specifically to your new division, I mean, the Chargers, they're going to throw it 35 times a game. Keenan Allen's a beast. The Raiders just signed, you know, as we traded for Antonio Brown. We have to see what happens with Tyreek Hill in Kansas City, but you better lace up those cleats pretty tight, man. Don't get old overnight. What are you, 30 now? You're going to be running around a lot in the AFC West. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a tough conference. You know, it's a great challenge, but I'm looking forward to it. You know, for me, like I said, me and the rest of the guys in the secondary, you know, we'll do everything. We need to do everything possible to be ready to go.
Yep. By the way, did you have a chance to go back to Houston? Did they actually offer you a contract? I didn't see that written anywhere. Did you have a chance to go back?
Kind of, but nothing significant to where, you know, I actually, you know, would have a chance to come back. So, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, man, that's how the business goes. I had a chance to play nine seasons there. Very fortunate for that, for them giving me an opportunity to be there, you know, a young kid out of Alabama. So, like I said, all good things must come to an end, but, you know, start a new chapter in my life, you know, the Denver Broncos. So I'm definitely looking forward to it and excited about it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And we're talking to Kareem Jackson, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. The, you know, the fan base for the Texans, and I've been to the stadium couple of times, one for a Super Bowl, one for a Final Four. I mean, it's pretty big. The thing that really surprised me about the what is it, Reliant Stadium? Is it still called Reliant Stadium? It is, right?
No, it's NRG.
Oh, that's right, NRG. That's right, NRG. But when you pull up on the on the media bus, I was astonished how big, how much bigger the football stadium is compared to the old Astrodome, which, you know, once dubbed the eighth wonder of the world. It's actually amazing to see the two sit side by side. And I say that because the Houston Texan fans, even though they're relatively new in terms of expansion somewhat, their fans are great, and they go to the games. But Denver Broncos, a different beast. The lineage in the NFL, the mile-high experience. How many times have you played in Denver, roughly? And altitude-wise, what kind of an adjustment is that going to take?
I played that three times, and, you know, and every time, man, the fans are, you know, insane. It's an incredible atmosphere, you know. It's one of those atmospheres where you walk into it and you see the fans and, you know, obviously the open stadium, and you just kind of, you know, can smell the grass and stuff. You kind of get that, you know, get that feeling, okay, you know, and you kind of get ready to go. It kind of gets you going. But,
oh, yeah.
With the altitude, I'm sure I'll be able to adjust to it. You know, for me, I do. You know, I take the necessary steps to, you know, to be in shape, you know, I don't think altitude would bother me, you know, a whole lot. I mean, I know a couple of times it's being there, like out in the warm-ups and stuff, it kind of gets to you. But once you kind of get going in the game, you know, it doesn't really bother me much. But, I'm looking forward to all that, man, and just excited about it.
What do you know about Vic Fangio's defense? Obviously, Vic is now the head coach, and we're all happy he got a chance to really, he was great with Harbaugh and the 49ers, and obviously did a great job with Chicago. He's in his early 60s. You don't see this too often. An older defensive head, you know, defensive background, get a chance to be a head coach in the NFL now. Usually it's young and it's offense. He's the complete opposite. What do you know about Vic Fangio?
Just getting a chance to, you know, watch the Chicago Bears these last couple of years, you know, and, you know, the type of defense that they've been able to play these last few years, you know, and just talking with some of the guys that I know that played on that defense. So, and me getting a chance to meet him when I went to actually sign my contract and do, you know, a little bit of press conference, you know, just excited, you know, and seeing, you know, the style of defense that he likes to play with, you know, his DBs getting a chance to see the ball come out of the quarterback's hands and get a chance to read and react, you know. I mean, as a DB, that's kind of like, you know, a defense that you definitely want to be in. So, for me, I'm eager to be in that system and to learn and to kind of get in and, you know, pick his and play multiple spots in that secondary.
I don't blame you. I mean, he is as respected a defensive voice in the league right now. Get a chance to spend some time with John Elway or not much?
Just a little bit. Talk to him a little bit. Just kind of, you know, being in his presence, man, and you know, and what he did for this league, you know, and it was great getting the chance to, you know, actually kind of meet him and to be there in my eye.
Well, listen, Kareem, obviously Tiki is out today. He'd be saying the same thing if he was in. Congrats. You've already stretched out, what, this is year 9 or what is it, 9 or 10? It's not 10? I think it's 10. You're going into year 10, right?
Yeah, going to your team.
That's amazing. I mean, that tells you all you need to know about how you take care of your business, how you comport yourself on and off the field. So we're happy for you. We've had you on the show a bunch. We're looking forward to you watching you in Denver. And, you know, no off days, as we said. You got AB. We'll see what happens with Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen. Better keep those wheels ready, man. Don't get old overnight, buddy.
Nah, a whole lot of cold tub, man. I'll be ready to go.
I know you will, and I know we'll have you back on during the season, maybe during training camp. Thanks a lot, Kareem, and again, congrats on the contract, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.